Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Currently, it's 43 degrees. It's going to be a pretty good day today. Looks like mid-50s for a high. And Thanksgiving Day looks pretty nice, too. 55 Thanksgiving Day, so
I thought we were going to get a little bit of snow or something.
They're saying maybe possibly tonight into tomorrow morning that you could get just a little bit if you're at the Palmer Divide, maybe the Castle Rock area, but for the metro, really nothing.
Mm-hmm. Man, it's been so warm, it's kind of creepy.
It is weird, isn't
it? Yeah,
We're already into, you know, just about to December 1st and nothing. We've broken the record.
And I think that's why I'm so thrown off about the November 23rd thing, that today is the 20th, because my brain can't function in this heat.
Yeah. if you think about it, I mean, we've almost escaped winter because all you've got is December, January, February, because by March it starts to, you know, warm up a little bit. So, I mean, we're really late.
Now, what
here.
Was that record we broke?
The record we broke is the first snowfall, the latest first snowfall, which the record was yesterday from 1934. And it all starts over again because today breaks the record.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Look at us.
Yeah,
record
look
breaking.
At us. Look at us. Now, I'm watching some of the reports from the airport. Airport doesn't look that bad. I mean, very few people in
the
line.
They gotta hate that.
What do you mean?
Because they send out their live reporters, their action reporters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they gotta want to look at some chaos and stuff.
You gotta figure. Yeah, you're right. They send the reporter out there with a camera, and they probably have already scheduled like 15 hits in morning drive so that they can tell you how bad the situation is out at DIA. But they got nothing. Every time they show the line out there, there is no line.
So they're just out there twiddling their fingers like...
Jim Hooley's out there.
By the way, they did do a test, just so y'all know. They did a test how long it takes to wait for a shuttle, approximately, and get to the airport because that one parking side is closed. And they said it takes 45 minutes, basically an hour.
So, basically set an hour ahead. So you got to get to the airport about 3 hours early.
Yeah,
right.
That's what they're saying.
And for that shuttle
two,
thing.
Yeah. And why they did that, I have no idea. We talked about this last week. Why would you shut down one of the main parking areas just a week before Thanksgiving? Makes no sense to me.
I guess shortage, right?
They could have done it, you know, next Monday and get through this holiday, or at least, you know, this particular one. But no.
Is today the day that the vaccine mandate kicks in for TSA?
No, it was yesterday.
Oh, it was yesterday. Did they have any drama?
I didn't see anything.
No? Okay.
They were forecasting, and it was going to be chaos.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. You know, because I'm self-absorbed, and it's about me, and I'm flying tomorrow. That's why I wanted to know.
Yeah, that kicked in yesterday, but I never saw any report on it, so I have no idea what's going on.
Well, that's good news.
Speaking of the mandates, the mask mandates are back. A lot of people don't even realize this. I walked in here this morning. I had no idea, but Jefferson County is back. Douglas County is not yet, right?
No, because we're rogue.
Yeah.
We do what we want.
Where all the cool kids live.
I will say that Douglas County has been fighting back through the entire pandemic.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So on my Facebook memories, I actually took a screenshot last year of their statement about how it's all being imposed and it's not legal. And all. I was like, damn, Douglas County, crazy.
They are on the edge. Denver, I guess, will make the announcement today.
This indoor mask mandate will start Wednesday. It'll be publicly announced late tomorrow morning. Sources are telling me Mayor Michael Hancock and others are going to make this announcement, saying the latest COVID surge is putting hospitals and their staff map at a breaking point. There will be some exemptions, particularly if businesses want to check people's vaccine status.
Here we go again. Get your mask out, folks.
I brought you some because I knew you wouldn't have any. We were talking about this the other day, and I won't say who, but I said, you know, I don't know about this mask thing sometimes, because one day I freaked out because I didn't have a mask and I had to go in somewhere important. So I looked on the floorboard of my car, and it'd been stepped on and stuff, but I had
it's got a footprint
on
it.
Yeah, it did. And I wore it anyway. And I was like, so I feel like that had more germs than anything. It was probably going to kill me. And then this person, who I won't say their name, they're like, oh my God, I was at the airport and the worst thing happened. I had an old mask that I'd been wearing the whole time and I could smell my own breath in it. Remember they told us that story?
Oh, yeah. That's bad.
Yeah. And I was like, I feel bad for your wife. he's like, but I had, you know, I didn't have a place to get a new mask and it was like 10 days old.
You just got to suck it up at that point.
And I'm like a 5 minute max when it comes to the mask.
Yeah.
I just can't keep it on.
Do you get anxiety about it or something?
I do. I feel like I can't breathe.
Yeah.
And I think that's a real condition. I think a lot of people get that.
No, I think like different things. Like I can't wear socks to bed because I get anxiety because I feel like my feet can't breathe. You know, no, I mean, it's a thing. Like I literally have to take them off. I can't stand to have socks on in bed. Yeah. I can't stand it.
I'm not a big fan of the mask. But here's the thing. I just don't go anywhere where I've got to wear a mask. You know,
I've got everything done.
Not necessarily. I'm pretty much done with all my Thanksgiving shopping.
No, but I mean, it's still going to continue. You're going to have to wear a mask. So run when you go in the grocery store. if you have a five-minute window, just know where everything is. Just run.
I do feel like, because I live in Jefferson County and it went into effect last night, I do feel like going by the grocery store today just to see if everybody in there has on a mask or not. Because I don't know how they're going to implement this if the business itself doesn't, or if the public goes rogue. Are you a little curious?
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen. This whole thing. Oh, somebody said this. This is funny. This is on Textnado 51059. If I identify as a 2-year-old, do I have to wear a mask?
Well, one of these reports says 3-year-olds and up, and then there's another that says except for, I think, Denver County. Denver's going to be 2 years old and up.
Yeah, Adams and Arapahoe are 2 and up, and then Jefferson is 3 and up.
Yeah, so they've dropped it down to 2-year-olds.
Well, at least we're all consistent.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. When we come back, have you heard about these robberies that are taking place out in San Francisco?
Are those crazy?
25 cars, 80 robbers, armed with tire irons, go into a Nordstrom's and take out like $1.5 million in merchandise. They load up 25 cars with stolen goods.
I know.
That's brazen.
Yeah, it is. All right,
we'll talk about it next.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Jamie refuses to give her key to Powerball Pete because her car is so dirty.
Because it's messy. It's so messy. You know what it is? Here's the thing. So, you know those Nature Valley green granola bars?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I eat one when I come in the morning, and it just crumbles everywhere.
They fall apart.
They do fall apart. And so even my kid was like, why is there granola everywhere? I'm like, I don't know. It just it becomes dust in the whole car.
Yeah, you can't help it.
Yeah. So I said, Pete, because the Redbird Farms has turkeys, right?
Yeah.
And so he's like, can I put the turkey in your car? And I'm like, yeah, no. And plus it's full. The whole back end is full of stuff.
Instead of you seeing the inside of my car there, Powerball Pete, I'll just pass on the turkey.
I just thought, no judging. And I'm going to get one of those where they come to your house and they clean your car for you.
Really?
Oh, the detailer, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they have them here, but in Los Angeles, they just come right to your house.
No, they have them here. I've used them before.
And they've come to your house and cleaned your...
They do it here.
They
came to the tech center. Oh, wow. What I did was I set it up with the detail place, And this was a couple of years.
How did they get water here?
Four, I'm not really sure, but I literally parked over here to our left where you can see, and I watched them do it all morning. They were here for about an hour and a half doing it.
I wonder how you get water here.
I don't know exactly how they did it. Yeah. Couldn't tell you, but they will actually come to your work and do it as you're working. It takes an hour and a half to 2 hours, and by the time you get off the air, your car's clean.
You know, there's so many things like that that can make your life easier. I just always have, I think because of the way I was raised, I was raised that that's for people that are like full of gluttony and like, you know what I mean? And so I have too much guilt to do stuff like that.
And from what I remember, and I don't know why
it makes
why
life so
I
much
did.
Easier and I won't be embarrassed about my car. But like inside, I'm like, oh, I can't really do that because that's embarrassing. Like, who do you think you are?
And that doesn't sound like something I would do.
At all. Yeah. That's why I'm shocked.
I can't remember exactly why I did it. There was a reason for it. I don't know if it was a car that I had was a company car. And I had to give it back, so I wanted to clean it up before I gave it back. I don't remember, but it wasn't that expensive, actually.
Well, when I bought the car, I swore to myself nobody'd eat or drink in it.
Yeah.
And that didn't.
Lasted 5 minutes.
Yeah. Somebody said if you put the green granola bar in the microwave for 15 seconds, it won't fall apart.
What?
Never heard of that.
Me it gets either. Gooey? Oh, my God. Now my steering wheel's going to be gooey.
Oh, yeah. No, that's all a whole new another problem.
Here's a news report about these brazen robberies that are going on in California. This is absolutely crazy. You've got an organization of 80-something people, 25 cars, pulling up to a Nordstrom's, storming the place with tire irons, and stealing over $1 million in merchandise.
At least 25 cars are reportedly involved in a robbery at a Nordstrom store in Walnut Creek. You can see here people making off with goods before taking off in their cars. At one point, the cars are blocking the street, and you can see officers trying to stop the looters. NBC Bay Area reports at least two people were arrested at gunpoint.
Only two people arrested
out of all 80. That?
They all got away. They stormed the place and they took everything out of there.
Well, they've been doing the smash and grabs. I've been seeing that where they just come in, smash it with it, and then they all run. But not this many people.
80 people and
it's like
20,
a flash mob.
Yeah.
25 cars.
That's crazy.
That they filled up with merchandise from the Nordstrom's.
Did you guys know this? This is a fun fact. Did you know Denver has the highest rate of porch pirates in the country?
Really?
Yeah. We are number one for porch pirates.
Huh.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know.
We order more boxes than anybody else, maybe?
I don't know, but it said that Denver was leading or most likely to have porch pirates. And then they're saying that only 10% are caught.
Yeah. Wow.
10% in porch pirates. That's why it's going to keep going.
If you have so many happening, I mean, you've got only so much that police officers can look into, and I don't think they take the porch pirate thing as seriously as some of the other crimes out there.
I don't either, to be honest, because they're like, you know what, as a package.
Yeah, it's the last thing on the list.
Yeah, and
them.
I think they're insured. I don't know. If you get it stolen from your porch...
I have no idea.
How does Amazon...
I think
if you had like a Ring camera, you'd have to prove that it got stolen. But they would replace like your package.
Do you think that's
and
true?
And it's also based on the company, I feel like, because Amazon will have a different policy than like Target or something.
I think
like
you
that.
Lose out.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think you lose out. I
you
think
you have
that
to have a way
stolen.
Of proving that they stole it. If you don't have a Ring camera, you're probably SOL.
I've never heard anyone getting, you know, reimbursed for something
that
was stolen.
Yeah, I don't know if
that's
true or not. I don't know. Anyway, but I do know this. Channel 7, and I think this is great. Channel 7 has a place on their website where you can actually put on there your Ring camera video.
Yeah, but where does it go from there?
I don't. Well, I like
you
to look at them.
Saying?
I'm going to watch.
Well, right. I mean, you're going to watch, but I'm saying as far as catching the culprit, I don't know if that even helps.
Well, maybe if somebody sees it and recognizes it. Oh, my God, that's my Uncle Larry.
Yeah. Or I went to high school with that dude.
Yeah.
And you turn
I know
in.
Their name.
Yeah.
And then you'll have the proof.
Wow.
You know, maybe that's what they're hoping for.
Yeah, maybe so.
Citizens arrest.
So we lead the country with porch pirates?
That's what they said.
Well, I'd never guess that.
Me either. Really? I thought we were all nice people.
Yeah.
Bastards.
All right, BJ and Jamie coming up next, tabloid trash.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
When you and I were just discussing this, that it's like so much guilt to have your car washed by somebody else.
Yeah.
And yet there are people just spending $30 million on a piece of jewelry.
Gluttony.
We live in different worlds, don't we?
Yeah,
oh,
I do.
Man. All right. BJ's so excited about this. I forgot to tell you guys. Oh, my God. He's freaking out. Taylor Swift just re-recorded her Christmas song, and BJ couldn't be happier.
Oh, I love this time of year.
Here it is. Sweet dreams of holly and ribbon, mistakes are forgiven, and everything is icy and blue. And you would be there too, under the mistletoe, watching the fire glow.
Oh, I can listen to this over and over again. To be a T-Swift Christmas.
It doesn't feel like Christmas. It's been 216 days since it snowed last.
Yeah.
216 days since our last snowfall.
Maybe we'll get one before, you know, before Christmas.
I hope so, because I need to feel more Christmassy.
Yeah, I know you do.
You know?
Yeah.
Will you sing Jingle Bells to me?
Oh, yeah.
I'll just play this again. Sweet dreams of holly
and ribbon, mistakes are forgiven. God. Did you guys watch it? The finale of Dancing with the Stars.
No, I missed it.
Oh, I missed it.
Oh, you guys, what? Yep. How about you, Shmadel?
Oh, I missed it. I'm sorry.
You're playing Halo.
Yeah.
How's that going, by the way?
Oh, it's going great.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm almost ranked diamond.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's like the second highest ranking you can get.
What's the number one?
Onyx.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's like top 2%
players. That's what I am ranked.
Man. Would you ever get to Onyx?
Yeah.
Maybe. That's like professional level, so that's really good.
Have you met me?
Well, I know you do. But I'm just checking on him.
So how many hours did you play over the weekend?
On Saturday, I'm not kidding you, I woke up at 7 and then I stopped playing at about 11:30. I literally only got up to go get food or go to the bathroom.
So 7 a.m. to 11:30 p.m.?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I think it was like 14 hours straight or something like that. And I only got up to go get food or go to the bathroom.
Do you have like chair sores?
No, because I have this super sick chair. So, yeah.
And so what do you get from being diamond?
Just clout.
Clout.
Get to brag about it. Yeah.
Who do you brag to about this?
Yeah.
My teammates.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Friend group.
Your 30-year-old friends?
Yeah.
Y'all brag about being diamond?
Yeah.
And they're very proud of you.
Video game.
Bro, it's hard. It takes skill, man.
They're extremely proud of you.
Yeah.
Are they?
Huh.
Are you like the best on your team?
No, that's Ted. Ted's ranked Onyx.
Oh, Ted.
Ted is Onyx?
Yeah, Ted's really good.
That son of a... Ted is Onyx, you guys.
I can't believe
it. Oh, my God.
He's putting you to shame.
Yeah, you need to play more.
I do.
How much did you spend?
Actually, it's a free game.
But do you buy skins or something?
You can buy skins. I haven't bought any for this one yet.
Maybe that's what's keeping you from being Onyx.
It might be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Once you start paying for the skins, man, they promote you.
Yeah, they give you bonus stats and all that stuff. Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know how I went from Dancing with the Stars to this, but I did. Last night was the season finale. Here it is.
The winners and new champions of Dancing with the Stars are... Iman and Daniela!
Oh, my God! It was Iman! And Daniela.
Oh, good.
Wow.
Yeah, they won and stuff.
Now, who is he?
He's a football player.
Basketball
player.
those athletes, they do well on this show.
They really do.
You can almost predict it every single season that you're going to get whomever the pro athletes are, they win.
Wasn't there a thing for a while where they took ballet lessons to be more coordinated?
I think that was a thing.
Yeah, it was a thing.
Yeah, so. I think they still might do it.
I think offensive linemen, that's pretty common.
Really?
Yeah.
What makes
I
you
saw it
that?
On the NFL on the NFL channel. There's a bunch of offensive linemen doing it.
You are so well-rounded.
Thank you.
See,
thank you.
That's actually the least position I would think that we're doing it. It would be more like the receivers,
the running backs.
And they do it for balance.
They have to balance, too. You got to push another guy backwards.
Why don't you go back and play some Halo?
Right?
Okay.
And then finally, The Rock says he wants to be the next James Bond.
No.
I don't think The Rock can be a sexy guy.
He's too big of a human being.
Yeah, what? You can't imagine him sneaking around.
What? Well, that is so true. But he's also, like, not sexy. He's goofy.
And he doesn't have the verbiage for it. You know what I mean? James Bond is very sophisticated.
Yeah.
And it almost has that, you know, British accent to it. And I just don't see that happening for The Rock.
Do you like what The Rock is cooking?
Exactly.
There you go. Tell my address.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. Again, at 9 o'clock this morning, another code word for you. That's Sandals Vacation Getaway to the Caribbean. Could be yours. Yep.
I want to win that.
Yeah.
Can I?
No.
No.
Mm. No. No, you're not allowed.
It's a shame. Yeah, shame.
My wife won a radio contest once.
I know. I know.
Then they discovered that she was married to me.
Yep.
And boy, oh boy, did all the crap hit the fan.
Yeah, I know exactly how all that went down.
Not only did she win, but it was one of those contests where when you win, you qualify for a grand prize.
Yeah.
She won the contest and then won the grand prize. Oh. That's when we got busted.
Yeah. I remember telling her, don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
Keep it on the down low.
And the guy who we knew almost got fired for it because they realized that he rigged everything.
Did they find that out?
They suspected it. Yeah. They couldn't prove it. So, therefore, he got to keep his job. But are you talking about a big, fat mess? It was ugly.
Yeah.
It was really ugly.
But that won't happen here.
No. Hey, speaking of which, though, did you see where that armored car dropped all that money over the weekend?
I didn't.
It was on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
It was going down a highway. I guess it's Interstate 5 out in California. And the back door flew open, and cash went everywhere.
Oh, that's awesome. Awesome.
People pulled over. They started scooping.
Oh, I'm watching the video. That's a lot of money out there.
Jamie, it's like, I don't know, $500,000 or something.
Look at all that money. I'm watching the video. Holy.
All right. One couple pulls over, jumps out of their car, slams the doors, locking their keys in the car.
Yeah.
So when the police get there, they can't leave. Those two were arrested.
Yeah, they got arrested on the spot.
But wait, but here's the thing. Why were they arrested?
For stealing money.
But listen, it's just money out in the world. Do we get arrested if we find a 20 or a 10 or a dollar? Or a, well, I see
no,
dimes all the time.
This is from like an armored truck,
I know, but
though.
At the time, you don't really know where it came from, probably.
Yeah, you do. The truck is sitting there.
Oh, did it stop? Yeah. I didn't know if it stopped. Yeah. If it knew that its doors came open.
Yeah, the truck is there, but the guy can't stop all the people that are pulling over and scooping up the cash. I mean, they've got it like by the armloads.
Yeah.
There's a lot of money.
Well, and now they're looking for the people on social media that took videos and posted them so that they can get them.
And now, what would you guys do?
I'd scoop up as much money as possible.
I wouldn't videotape it. That's the first thing I wouldn't
do. As soon as I start seeing blue lights come that way, I get the hell out of Dodge. And then I don't post it anywhere.
Well,
I don't even say a word.
I know, but other people are videoing. That's the problem, is other people have their phones out because they think it's crazy.
Well, then you get that mask that you leave in the trunk of your car and you put it on.
Now, here's my thought. What's the time that you have to spend? Like, if I just scoop it all up and, you know, whatever, and then they catch me, but they don't know how much I have, what kind of time am I looking at? Because it might be worth it.
It's robbery. Let's see. It would be a theft.
Is it highway robbery?
It would be theft. You're probably going to get off the hook simply because of the situation. It's the armored truck. They're the ones that drop the money. You probably wouldn't get any time
whatsoever.
I don't
know if I tell people that because now they're all going to stop.
I'm just saying. I don't think you'd really. In fact, right now they're telling people you've got 48 hours. Return the money, and there will be no charges whatsoever against you if you'll just do the right thing. So they're looking for people to do the right thing this morning.
I don't know. What would you do?
All right, keep it.
You would?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think I would too.
You guys, but you could go to jail.
No one's going to find out if there's no video evidence.
But you don't know there's not. Yeah, you don't know.
You don't know.
All right, so really think about this. All right, there are people on the freeway, they have their phones out. There's money everywhere. What are you really going to do?
All right, let's say I scooped up within that time period. See, my problem is I'd get greedy. I would start scooping up money, and I wouldn't stop until the police show
you
up.
You would keep going back and refilling up.
Yeah, I'd get too much money.
Like Deal or No Deal.
Yeah. That's the way I am in a casino. If I win, you know, $1,000, I'll put it right back in the machine.
Right.
You know, that's it. I always go too far. That's the kind of person I am. But I would... You would be looking over your shoulder all the time, wouldn't you?
You'd be scared.
You'd be like, oh, my God, I wonder if anybody got me on video.
Exactly.
And you know, in your 48 hours, you had a chance. You had a chance to make this right. You could have easily turned in the money. Everything's, you know, washed from your, you know, from any criminal prosecution whatsoever. But after 48 hours, you're a crook.
But what if I say it was an act of God and I'm supposed to have
the money?
It
was meant to be.
Yes.
I don't think that's going to fly. I don't think it helps bringing God into it.
I was just trying.
I was looking for a sign.
I don't know. I don't know. Does God drive armored trucks? I don't know.
DJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!